We're doing Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Where do we leave off?
Two dots.
Okay. Kol chos mei bracha shabim mikdash. So the Mishnah had said that whenever they concluded a bracha in the mikdash, they had an unusual way of concluding the bracha. They would say ad ha'olam, until the tzedukim came along and said, oh, there's only one world, there's no second world, there's no olam haba. So they said min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. They made reference to both worlds at the end of each bracha, meaning this was like instead of saying amen. So kol kach lama, why did they have to do it that way? Lefi she'ein onin amen b'mikdash, because you don't say amen in the mikdash. Uminayin she'ein onin amen b'mikdash, how do you know that's true, you don't say amen in the mikdash? Shenemar, kumu baruch es Hashem elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Ve'omer, plus you have a pasuk that says, v'yivarchu shem kvodcha umromim al kol bracha u'tila. Shame, right? V'yivarchu... Vivarchu. This is in Nehemiah. So where is it? I'm looking. Yeah, Vivarchu Shem Kvodecha Umramam al Kol Brachu Utihila. Yachal Kalabrachas Kulan Tehe Lahen Tihila Achas. I might think you say a whole series of brachos and then one tihila at the end. You say Baruch Shem Kvod Malkol, and then one time at the end. Tam Lomar Umramam al Kol Bracha Utihila. Which means Al Kol Bracha Ubracha. Tein lo tehila. For each bracha, there should be some response. So every bracha gets a response in the mikdash, but that response is not a main. Hiskinu, they then made a takana she'adam shol b'shlom chavero. The Mishnah said that when you greet somebody, the Mishnah in the Dalar Aleph, they made a takana. When you greet somebody, you should do so using the Shem Hashem. You should do so using the Shem Hashem. We proved it from Boaz, that Boaz came from Beis Lechem, and he said to the Kotzrim, Hashem Imachem! And they said to him, Yivarechecha Hashem! And then we quoted other psukim as well, along the same lines. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, what do I need all those other psukim? Boaz isn't good enough. It's not good enough proof that you're supposed to use the Shem Hashem. So says Gemara, my V'omer, what are these other psukim, the V'omers we keep quoting? It's v'chit hema boaz midaite denav sheka amar, lest you say that Boaz just had this practice on his own, but it wasn't really a thing that people should do. Tashma, that's why we have a second pasuk that says Hashem imcha giborechoyim, and that's the Malach Hashem talking. So you see that it's from a Malach to say this. V'chit hema Malach hu tekamalei l'Gidon. So if you say, yeah, but that's just a Malach saying to Gidon, but he was not shol b'shlomo, he was blessing Gidon, he was giving him a bracha, but that's not how you greet a person normally. Tashema, that's why we have another pasuk, Al Tavuz ki zakna imecha, and from there we see, says Rashi, Al Tavuz is Boaz lemer midaito asa el lamod mizikne Yisrael. Rashi says, don't say that Boaz was doing this on his own. Rather, we should learn from the zikne Yisrael that he has what to rely on. Va'omer, and the pasuk says, how do I know what does Boaz have to rely on to just throw around the name of God every time he wants to greet his friend? When something needs to be done for the sake of God, even if it involves compromising the halachos of the Torah, but certain gedolei olam are able to make that determination that we're able to do something even against the normal dinim of the Torah. Amar Rava, hi kra, that pasuk of Eislas Hashem Eferus Arasecha may reishe l'seife midrash and may seife l'reishe midrash. It could be darshened backwards and forwards. Did the Mishnah say that? I don't remember.
It had it both ways.
Yeah, we had it, exactly. So says the Gemara, how so? Why are we doing something unique in this Eislas Hashem? Because otherwise the Torah is falling apart, meaning otherwise it would be bad for the Torah. That's one way to say it. Or you could darshan in the other direction. Heferu Torah Secha is not a description of the condition of the community or humanity or what's going on in the world. Heferu Torah Secha is describing what the Rabbanan are doing, that the Rabbanan are going to be made for the Torah. My time, why? Why would they be made for the Torah? Mishamei Sasos Hashem. because the times called for it, and so it's a question of which of those phrases is a reference to the condition, and which is a reference to the reaction of the Chachamim. That's the two deos over there, that could work in either direction. Very similar to the machlokas we had between Rashi and the Marsha about Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagodol Elokeinu. Right? We know that pasuk means that when you learn Torah, you should say a bracha. But which phrase means when you learn Torah? Which phrase means you should say a bracha? So over here we have in the Gemara, we have these Esas Hashem Eferes Orsech. Which phrase means which part is two possibilities. Tanya, Hillel Azakir Omer. Actually, we should do a main point over there. What should be the main point before that? We should say that... Right, we learn from Boaz and Gidon that you should greet someone using the Shem Hashem. That you can greet someone using the Shem Hashem because of Eis Lasso Sla Hashem. So Tanya, Hillel Azakin Omer, Hillel Azakin gave some advice. Bishas HaMachnis in Pazer. When people are trying to keep things close to the vest, when the Chachmei Adar are not going around teaching Torah to a lot of people, there's a lack of Marbitzei Torah. You should do your best to try to become a Marbitz Torah. You should spread Torah as much as possible. But if there are enough people out there that are teaching everybody, and there's plenty of the Gedolei Adar already handling it, then Kenos, then you can focus on your own learning. You don't have to be the one that pushes the Gadol out of the way so that you could say his shir. But if you see that it's a generation that the Torah is beloved to it, Pazer, you should go out and try to spread as much of it as possible. Shenamar yesh mefazer benosef od, that you're mefazer and you add more. Vimri isa dar she'ena Torah chaviva lav, and if you see a generation that doesn't have a love for Torah, kenos, you should keep it close. Shenamar esas Hashem hefei rusarasecha, that you shouldn't push it too much, because I guess they'll misinterpret it. So hefiru sorsecha means don't spread it too much. You have to l'shem shemayim. You should keep it to yourself. Darish bar kapara zolas kvotz kana mina, says Rashi. That means if you see that something is being sold for very cheap, some sort of item that you can do business with is being sold for very cheap. Buy it when it's cheap. So that way you'll be able to sell it when it's a little more expensive. Buy low, sell high. Very basic.
But
yeah, I think so. Ba'as deles gavar, taman have gavar. In a place where there is no man, you be the man. When no one is stepping up, you should step up. Meaning, if there's no one else teaching Torah, there's no one else leading in a Torah way, so you should be the one to get up and do that. The Achronim ask in the back of the Gemara, don't we have like a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says pretty much the same thing? What does it say? B'makom shein ish, ishtadalios ish. It's the same idea, right? So you have to figure out what we're saying differently over here. Amar Rabbi Shmamina ba'aser di'is gavar taman lo tavi gavar. You see from there that if there already is someone that's taking Torah leadership, then don't push him in your way into it. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Doesn't that follow? So says Mar lo nitzchal b'shashneim shavin. It means even if it's someone who's no greater than you are, that's the current Torah leader. If he's no worse than you are either, then you don't push your way in. Darish bar kapara, ezui parsha katana shekol gufei Torah tuluyin ba. What is a small parsha that all of the fundamentals of Torah hinge on that parsha? B'chol d'rachecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchosecha. That you should know Hashem in all of your ways. If you should always be thinking about whether what you're doing is the ratzon Hashem, what Hashem wants, and then Hashem will make sure everything you do is right. Amar Rava afilu l'dvar avera, and Rava says, and that means even if it's something that would normally be considered an avera, that's what we call Eis Lasos Hashem. Darish bar kapar le'olam yilamid adam espano umnus nekia v'kala. A person good, the end of Kiddushin, a person should always teach his child a clean and easy profession. Mahi, what do I, you know, when I'm filling out my SAT thing, what do I, you know, fill in as my potential major? I want to know, what's my Nikia Okala? So I'm Rav Chista, Machta de Talma Yusa. It is a certain type of needlework, a certain type of stitching. If you learn how to make that stitch, it's easy. It's nikia. You don't. There's no cheating anyone in the business. You'll always have what to eat. That's a nikia ukala. So I don't know if that's that's one of the options to fill the oval in anymore, but it used to be apparently. So main point over here. A person should be marbitz Torah when there's a need for it, and not be marbitz Torah when there's no need for it. Essentially,
how would you know if there's no need?
Well, you look around and see if there's enough. See if every time a Rebbe job opens up, there are 100 highly qualified candidates that are applying for it. Sometimes there are 100 candidates, but they're not all highly qualified. So you have to ask. You got to ask around. You can ask Rebbe Kamenetsky how many. If there's a need for more mechanchim in the world. I know Rabbi Penner said at the Chag HaSmicha that absolutely yes, that there is a need, that there's a need for more qualified people, for more good people. In Rabbanus, I think he was saying, I don't know about Chinuch. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, La'olam al yarba adam reyim b'toch beisa, shenemar ish reyim l'sroya, that a person shouldn't be marbed too many friends in his house, because it's going to cause fighting. Does that mean don't bring home too many friends, to tell your wife, oh, by the way, I brought home 8 friends for dinner. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, al yimna adam apotropos b'toch beis. So don't appoint an apotropos, a caretaker for your estate. Shel moli lo mina Potiphar as Yosef apotropos b'toch beis, lo ba lo so davar. Potiphar's mistake was appointing Yosef as an apotropos, and that's what caused his wife to want to be with Yosef. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, lo min nismucha parshas Nozi and parshas Sota. Why are the parsha of Nozi and the parsha of Sota juxtaposed? Where are they juxtaposed in the Torah in parshas? Naso. Lo min lecha to tell you shekal haroa Sota beklukula yazer atzma minayayin. When you see what happens to a Sota, the appropriate reaction is you're taking the zeros from wine. When you see what wine can do, you see the danger of it. You know, that's why it's a basic thing in marketing. If you ever see those commercials about texting and driving, right? They show you, why do they do that? Why do they show you a truck hitting something and killing 18 people at one time? Because the guy was changing his music on his on his iPhone when he was driving. They show that to you because when you see the repercussions of certain behavior, you're more likely to say, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. And you'll stay away from that behavior. So you see that Sota happens as a result of Yayin, you'll be Yazir Atzmo Mina Yayin. Good. So you have to look at the Rishonim at the beginning over there. They explain. Amr Chizkiya b'Reid Rav Parna. It's because of the connection to Nedarim. Amr Chizkiya b'Reid Rav Parna. Cham Rabbi Yochanan. Lama nispcha parsha sota l'parshas Trumas Ma'isos. What does sota have to do with Trumas Ma'isos? Lama l'cha to tell you kol sheyesh l'Trumas Ma'isos vein nosan l'kohen. If you have Trumas Ma'isos and you don't give them to the kohen, sof nitzrach l'kohen al yidei ishto. Ultimately, you're going to need the services of a kohen to take care of your wife, who's a sota. That's going to be the terrible curse that comes from not giving trumas and maisers to the kohen. Wait, kohen gets truma. Does the kohen get maiser? After Ezra decided to make a kenas on the Levian that they're not going to get anymore because they didn't show up from Gullus Bavel, so then they made a takana that the Kohanim could get. Maybe it relates to that, maybe Trumas Meiser. Shnemar v'ishas kedoshav lo yu v'samach lay ish ish kisis ishto uksiv v'hivya ishas ishto. So you have all right next to each other that you should make sure to take care of Trumas Meisers, and the woman becomes a sota. V'lo od elasof shenitzrach lehen. Not only that, you're going to end up needing Meiser Ani if you fail to take care of your Trumas Meisers. Shnemar v'ishas kedoshav lo yu. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak v'im nasnan sof misasher. But if you actually give your Trumas Meisos, you'll become wealthy. Shnemar isha sheyite in the kohen lo yeh lo yeh mamon harbe. This is what Shimon Shkap explains in the Hakdama to Shari Yosher, that when Hashem is like an investor. If you invest in somebody and the guy does a great job with your investment, he makes your money grow. He does a great job. So what are you going to do next time you have money to invest? You're going to go right back to that guy. But if you give someone money to invest and he blows it, he could be the nicest guy in the world, but he messes up the whole investment. He loses all of your money. Next time you have money to invest, you're not going to invest it in that person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person money and he says, let's see if he knows how to handle it. Is he going to take care of his chumas and his maestros and his tzedakah? And he's going to give to where he should be giving. Oh, he does? We can trust him with more now. So that's why throughout Chazal, you have so many drashos that say that the best skula for Ashirus is giving away money where it should be given away. Amrav Huna Bar Brachia Mishum Rav Lazar Kafar. Actually, before we let's do another main point over here. The other main point is that Sota is juxtaposed with both Nazir and Trumos HaMaisros. Because one reacts to seeing a Sota by becoming a Nazir, and one's wife becomes a Sota when he fails to give Trumos HaMaisros. So one is the prelude to being a Sota, the other is the postscript. Amar Rav Huna Bar Brachia Mishum Rav Lazar HaKafar Kol HaMashatev Shem Shemayim B'Tzaro Kofl Lo Parnasaso. Anyone who makes a bracha to Hashem even when something bad happens, he makes a Dayana MS, he's going to have double the Parnasa. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yashakai B'Tzarecha V'Kesef Toaf Uslach. That when there's Shakai B'Tzarecha, when you recognize Hashem, even in the difficult times, then you're going to have money. Rav Shomer Nechmen Yomar Parnasasa Mo Fefas Lo Ketzipor. His Parnasa will fly like a bird. Shenemar V'Kesef Toafos. He uses the Lashon of Toafos, of flying. Amrav Tavi Amrav Yoshe Kala Marpa Atzmo Mi Divrei Torah Ein Bo Koach Lamod B'Yom Tzara. Someone who weakens himself from Divrei Torah is not going to have the strength to stand on a day of difficulty. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hisrapisa biyom tzara ad kochecha. Amr Avami bar Masta, Amr Shmuel, Vafilu mitzvah achas, Shenemar Hisrapisa mikal makom. That even if you just weaken yourself in one mitzvah, still it's going to be a major problem for you when you have difficult times. Amr of Safra, Rabbi Avo have a mishtai kishayarid chanina ben achi Rabbi Yeshua legola. Rabbi Avo was there when Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua went to Galus. And he was setting up the calendar in Chutz La'aretz, which you're not really allowed to do. You're not allowed to add an extra Adar to the year. You're not allowed to decide which months are Malay and Chasar in Chutz La'aretz. So Shagrachnov Shnei Tamidicham. So they sent two Tamidicham to him, Rabbi Yossi ben Kiper, Uben Benoshel Zecharia ben Kavutal. These were the two Tamidichamim. Kivan Shara'o, so when he saw these two Tamidicham, Amalahem, Lama Basem, he said to them, why are you guys here? Why did you come? Amalei, Lilma Torah Banu. We came to learn Torah. Hichriz Aleim, Anashim Alalu, Gedolei Adarim. So he made an announcement, oh my gosh, these Gedolei Adar have arrived. Vavaseim, Shimshu B'Beis HaMikdash. Their fathers served in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosa Shashaninu, you know, like we say, Zechariah ben Kavutal, Omer Harbe Pabim, Karisi Lefan of B'Sefer Daniel. Zechariah ben Kavutal used to read in front of the Kohen Gadol from Sefer Daniel to keep him awake at night. So he was doing important jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, the Zechariah ben Kavutal. And now his Ben Beno, his grandson, is here. Hiskil hu mitame vehe mitarim. And then they started talking and learning. And all of a sudden, he starts saying something is Tameh, and these two visiting scholars start saying everything is Tar. Who, Oser, whatever he would say is Oser, these two visiting scholars, Vehem, Matirim. Hichris Aleim, so he makes a new announcement. You know, yesterday he announced, the most chashva yidin in the world are here. Today he goes and he gives a clap and he says, Anash malalu shal shavim shal tohim. These people are nobody and nothing. Amrullah, so they said to him, Kvar Benisa, Viata Yachalistar. No one's going to believe you now. You already built us up. You already said that we're like, you know, God's gift to humanity. And now you're saying, like, it's not going to work to just say that we're nobody. Kvar Gadarta, Viata Yachalifros. You already built the fence. You can't now break it. So why are you doing this to me? Why are you arguing on everything I say? Everything I call one way, you're calling the other way. They said, because you're doing the wrong thing. You're setting up the calendar in Chutz La'aretz, and that's a chutzpah. You're not allowed to do such a thing. So he said, why is that a chutzpah? Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva did it, why can't I do it? So Rabbi Akiva is a little different. There was no one of his stature left in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Gadol Adar. So there was no other option. So he was allowed to do it. So what did he respond? Amalei, Afani lo anachti kamosi b'Eretz Yisrael. I too am the Gadol Adar. There's no one in Eretz Yisrael of my stature. So I'm also allowed to do it. Is that a lack of humility to say such a thing?
It would have been a lack of humility.
It would have been a lack of humility to volunteer that information, but he had to explain why he was doing what he was doing. They say the famous story of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Dayan Abramsky was a dayan in Eretz Yisrael, but he was in London first, and he was called to testify when a shochet was suing the London Beis Din, and the lawyer wanted to establish his credentials. So he said, Rabbi Abramsky, is it true that you are the greatest living authority in Torah law on this continent? And Rabbi Dayan Abramsky said, yes. And the judge stopped the proceedings and said, excuse me, Rabbi, doesn't your religion preach humility? He said, yes, but it also preaches honesty. So if I was asked the question, I got to answer the question. So he was trying to explain what the halacha is. I have to do it because there's no one like me in Eretz Yisrael. Amrulo, they said to him, you know, sometimes you think that people are exactly the way you remember them. You left Eretz Yisrael as a bacher, and you remember that you know, your chaverim in yeshiva, so you think of them as like 17-year-old bacherim, and you grew into this big Talmud Chacham. What do you think happened to them? You know, a lot of them might have grown into these big Talmud Chacham also. Gedim sheinachta nasu tiyashim. The little kids, the little goats, have become these big full-grown animals. Balikarnayim with long horns, veim shogrunu atzcha, and they're the ones that sent us to you to stop you from this madness of setting up the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. And they told us that we should say to you in their names, Im Shomea Mutav. And if he listens, then good. And if you don't listen, we're going to have to put you in a nidoy, which is a form of cherin. And we'll say to the to our brothers in the Golas that if you listen, good. Vimlav Yalu Lahar. And if not, you'll go to one of the to the mountains to be bona bamos. That was Achia. Chananya is Chananya, the brother of Rabbi Yeshua. And they're going to say that there's no chelek, they have no portion in the God of Israel. So everyone cried out and they said, oh, they know, of course we have a chelek b'lukei Yisrael. The kolkach lama, and why is it such a big deal to set up the calendar outside of Eretz Yisrael? Mishum shenemar, this is our Yom HaTzmut word for the day. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says ki mitzion tzeitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that the Torah law has to be determined in Tzion, and it has to come from Yerushalayim. Let's go a little bit further. I understand that he said Torah, they said Tameh, they're allowed to be extra machmir just to make a point. But if he said Tameh, how are they allowed to say Tahar? If he said Mutter, if he said Asr, how are they allowed to say Mutter? The halacha is that once a Chacham paskins on something, you're not, L'chumra, you're not allowed to be Mekil. So Kasavri Kechi Dela Nigru Basre. They held that they had to do this in order that people not be not follow him. They had to make a point over here to make sure that people not follow his example. So that's why they did what would normally be prohibited. And that's why this fits very nicely into the idea of Eshtas L'Hashem, Heferu Sarasecha. Okay, we'll stop there. Maybe tomorrow we'll finish it off.